Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jim Roddy, and we're back from our break this morning. And as we have done for the last couple of weeks, we're listening to a friend and someone that's familiar with our show, and we're familiar with him, Eric Zarin. He is the chairman of the Andrew Carnegie Hero Fund Commission, and he's been talking about their heroes that won the award twice, which means that they put themselves at risk for losing their own life two times, but they did that and won two Andrew Carnegie medals. Eric, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Jim. Pretty amazing, right?
It is.
Yeah, in 120 years, there have been only six, as you said, individuals who have been recipients of the Carnegie Medal for Heroism twice, meaning that there were two separate incidents and two separate rescues. And a few that we've talked about, all compelling, all amazing stories. A few that we've talked about, you know, by virtue of their professions, may have been in areas where their help was needed more than once, even still remarkable in that context. But the next one I want to tell you about really found himself in two completely unrelated incidents, completely unrelated perils, a number of years apart. And that is Daniel Elwood Stockwell. Now, Mr. Stockwell, at age 20, saved a man from drowning in the Atlantic Ocean off of the coast of Phippsburg, Maine. That was in 1963. And then 29 years later, as a Keene, New Hampshire principal, he offered himself in exchange for 15 seventh graders who were being held hostage by a 16-year-old boy armed with a high-powered rifle, and by his offer allowed the students to escape unharmed. So let's start from the beginning of Mr. Stockwell's story. And that was on May 12, 1963. A 20-year-old man was washed off a rocky ledge into the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Phippsburg, Maine. He drifted seaward in waves 4 to 6 feet high. Now, one 18-year-old student, holding a lifeline fashioned out of articles of clothing, climbed down to a ledge and attempted to throw the line to the man, but without success. A large wave then swept the 18-year-old off the ledge. Meanwhile, Stockwell, who was a 20-year-old student at the time, had run 150 feet to a small beach opposite the two students who were in the water. He tied one end of a 50-foot rope around his waist while others held the rope, and he swam 35 feet through the waves, reaching the 20-year-old who was unconscious. Now, Stockwell took hold of the man, and aided by people pulling on the rope, Stockwell reached the beach with the man, who was revived and recovered. Now, the 18-year-old drowned, sadly. Now, Stockwell was nearly 30 years older when he received the Carnegie Medal a second time. By then, he was principal of an East Swansea, New Hampshire school, and on October 15th, 1991, he went to a classroom where 15 seventh graders were being held hostage by a 16-year-old boy who was armed with a high-powered rifle. Now, Stockwell entered the room and offered himself as a substitute hostage in exchange for the student's release, and the assailant agreed. So the students exited the room unharmed, and for the next 40 minutes, Stockwell, who remained at gunpoint, conversed with the assailant until police entered the room and subdued him. And Mr. Stockwell died September 15, 2009, as a two-time Carnegie Medal recipient.
Well, now, that story, back at what year was the second saving?
The second was 1991.
1991. If you hear that story today, with all of the problems we have with people being killed or held hostage in a classroom, we would really get our attention, that somebody would volunteer. And this isn't the police coming. This is an individual gives himself away and with a high chance of being killed.
Yeah, sadly true what you say, Jim. I mean, back even in 91, that would have been a much more irregular event. And sadly now, I think it's even to the point where some of these in more recent times have moved from the front page a little further back in our consciousness, so which we can't allow it to do. I mean, violence in schools is something that we need to remain focused on. But again, we see Stockwell, who was a teacher or principal, administrator, you know, on the front lines of keeping children safe. that responsibility, that obligation as a teacher or a school administrator is significant and taken very seriously by those in the profession. But, you know, in this case, you know, substituting oneself under gunpoint could have ended much more tragically. But Stockwell took on that risk without hesitation. And it was far beyond any obligation he had to do so.
Well, it's in his DNA.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what he did. He took care of people.
And
in both cases, he had acted on that.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
In this case, again, it stretches out but 30 years apart on kind of different stages in a hero's lifetime when he's called upon. Sometimes it's a much tighter time frame. But, you know, age did nothing to diminish Mr. Stockwell's selflessness and heroism, and we see it over and over again. Okay, let's talk about Mr. Charles T. Carbonell, Sr. And Carbonell was awarded a Carnegie Medal twice, 4 years apart. It was in 2007, he rescued a police officer from assault, and in 2011, after partially entering an overturned and burning SUV to remove its driver. And Carbonell was 50 in 2007, and he was driving on February 12th of that year in Tampa, Florida, when he saw a 57-year-old police officer fighting for control of his handgun with another man. Carbonell ran to the scene and peeled the assailant's fingers from the gun, enabling the officer to reholster it. The assailant continued to struggle violently as Carbonell and the officer attempted to subdue him. Taking him to the ground, they placed him in handcuffs before backup officers arrived. And then on November 14th, 2011, a 41-year-old woman was trapped in an SUV after an accident in which the vehicle rolled off the highway, came to rest upside down in a stretch of wetland in Lakeland, Florida. As flames erupted in the engine compartment and spread to the car's exposed undercarriage, Carbonell ran to the burning vehicle, pulled on the driver's door, which was unlocked, but the mud prevented him from opening it wide enough. After some struggle, he succeeded in opening the door wider. He then leaned headfirst into the vehicle, despite growing and spreading flames outside and inside the car. Now, Carbonell took hold of Guzman and pulled her out of the vehicle. He stood her on the ground, but as her feet sank partway in the mud, he picked her up and carried her back to the highway. Carbonell later was quoted as saying, "I won't hesitate to help anybody, but you don't do it for the recognition. You do it because you want to." And Carbonell, twice in his lifetime in those situations, made that conscious choice.
Sounds like I was in the Marine Corps, and that sounds like some Marines I've known that would do just about anything to save someone, particularly another Marine.
Yeah.
But in those cases, you're expected to do that, and putting your life at risk in the military is very different from a civilian that does that.
That's
so
right.
This award given twice is the equivalent of winning the Congressional Medal of Honor two times.
Well, it is, and it was expected to be, and it was conceived as such by Andrew Carnegie to be a civilian equivalent. And that's saying something. And we talk about the Medal of Honor, and you and I have talked many times. I mean, this is in pretty rarefied air. And so it was high aspirations that Carnegie had. But if you look at it through the lens that, as you just described it, you know, this is action without obligation and without an oath to do so.
As you tell me these stories, I think that I would like to meet some of these people. I meet a lot of people. I have met a lot of people. I've met Marines who have the Congressional Medal of Honor, and it's always an honor and to be with them. But these civilian heroes, I feel the same way about them, and it would be nice to be able to meet them and just thank them.
Well, I think we need to make a point to make that happen now, Jim. I'd love to have you at a Carnegie Medal presentation. It's something that I'm honored to do, and I've never come away without feeling completely impressed and never disappointed by the character of the individuals. You know, they take these actions for certain reasons, but their character is always indicative to me as to why they're compelled to act.
I know in the Marine, we're talking about the Marine Corps, I have a friend that's a lieutenant general, retired now. His name is Ron Christmas. And he was in charge of all logistics for the Marine Corps before he retired. He received the Navy Cross, which is just below the Congressional Medal of Honor. And he received that for throwing his body over the top of a sergeant that was wounded and was being shot at. And he put himself on top of him to protect the sergeant. And I've always admired him, just thinking about doing something like that.
As you should. And you know, I always make the point that the awarding requirements for the Carnegie Medal are very narrow, and it is strictly a civilian award, meaning non-military. But I also feel that Carnegie wanted us to be a voice for heroism in general, an extreme human altruism. Even for those who don't qualify necessarily for our medal, almost every act that we look at is a heroic act by an individual and should be recognized and applauded.
Well, I hope you come back next week and give us another story of a two-time winner. And so I would thank you for being with us. Thank you for telling these stories that are so uplifting. And thank you for sharing this with our audience. And a lot of people are hearing this and are thinking, gosh, that really is something for people to do. And particularly these stories of two-time winners.
It's uplifting, it's inspiring, and I highly recommend you reading these stories at carnegiehero.org if you get a chance. Learn a little bit more about this amazing organization that recognizes and supports some amazing individuals.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Eric Zarin, the chairman of the Andrew Carnegie Hero Fund Commission. We'll be with you next week with more heroes.